Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the Coast to Coast Radio Show. I'm your host, Ron Fitch, and today we're going to talk about the NBA Finals, and we're going to do a couple more NBA Finals show because of Cleveland's win. We're going to do one Friday morning, and then I'm going to assume Monday morning, because I believe it's going to be a Game 7, because of Cleveland's 112-97 win over the Golden State Warriors, and it was tied at 61 at the half. I felt like Cleveland outplayed them. Klay Thompson, who had 37 points, went ballistic just to keep in the game. I thought Cleveland thoroughly outplayed them, even though it was tied. LeBron and Kyrie were terrific, and I'll get to that. The second half, Cleveland's defense was good. What they did, they gambled more because Draymond Green wasn't there, and they took a couple more chances. They trapped harder, and Golden State really couldn't adjust to that. And the biggest reason was LeBron James was really active, getting a lot of blocks. He really turned back the clock, and he hit a lot of jump shots. And he drove to the basket, but he wasn't just driving, barreling to the basket, making a lot of silly layup attempts. What he did, he settled for the mid-range jump shot, which he rarely ever does, and he hit his three-point shot, which he did in Miami a lot. He didn't shoot it this year good, but he just out of nowhere broke out and did that. Golden State, you can't try to take away everything from him. You just got to hope he misses, and he didn't, and they were in very deep trouble. And he was terrific. He had 41 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. And it was one of his big performances that he has done in the past. Now I want to talk about Kyrie Irving. Now, he had 41 points, and he did take a lot of shots. He took 17 shots. He was 17 of 24, but there's a difference between what he did in Game 4 and that and what he did in this game. He wasn't jocking. He was taking a lot of shots, but the other game, he was just hoisting them. There was a purpose. There was a flow to his offense, and that was big. It was in the perfect flow because the rest of the players really didn't do that much. J.R. Smith had 10 points. He played smart. He didn't do anything extra crazy or stupid, except on defense. He gambled a lot and played really stupid versus Klay Thompson. It almost cost him. A brilliant performance would have went down the tubes the way J.R. Smith was playing defense. Really, Kyrie Irving's a two-guard. He's not really a point guard. This is not Kyrie versus Steph Curry at all. This is Kyrie Irving versus Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had 37. Kyrie Irving had 41. It's LeBron James versus Steph Curry. And you look at their production and how effective they are. And LeBron James was better in this matchup. Curry was better in the last matchup because they give you points and assists, whereas Klay Thompson will give you assists. But he's the guy, he's the main scorer in this playoffs. And Kyrie Irving is the main scorer for Cleveland, even though LeBron had 41. And I'm explaining to you why that is the case. Now, I also want to talk about the elephant in the room. That was Draymond Green not being there. Whether you agreed with the suspension or not, I'm in the middle because I didn't like that he got suspended on that little of a play, of a skirmish with LeBron James. But he had so many other things in the past that it caught up to him, and he paid the price. And he has to, going forward, he has to just learn how to play like he did Game 4, hard, without any incidents other than that situation with LeBron James. And he played great in Game 6 against OKC. They're going to need him to do that the rest of the series. He's an emotional leader who he protects the back end of the defense as far as blocking shots or taking charges. He's their guy that, he's their best passer. He's their best cutter. He finds cutters in the lane. He's just a high IQ, high energy player that they needed, that they completely lacked. I hated that he got suspended, though. I hated that it just took away from the game. If he plays and Cleveland still wins, it's just a game that you remember. But you remember for LeBron, Kyrie, and Draymond not being there, you know. So he'll be there for Game 6. And Steph Curry, I thought, played like garbage. I thought he played bad. Forget the 25 points. I thought he had more than 4 turnovers. The lob passes have to stop. if they're going to win this series, he has to play good as far as knowing when to drive and when to kick out. When he drives in the lane a lot, he's getting stuck in the air, and he's throwing it to the wrong team. You can't get stuck in the air and throw the ball to the Cavaliers, or you're going to get blown out, especially in Cleveland. So they're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to make a – Curry's going to have to sit back and make a couple of adjustments. I mean, there's only so many adjustments you could do if LeBron James and Kyrie are hitting their jump shots and going to the hole at the same time. I mean, you could play a little better defense because they didn't get blown away on the boards like they did in Game 3. It was just that LeBron and Kyrie hit shots and Golden State missed wide open looks. Harrison Barnes didn't really do much yesterday. He had to play center. It's probably out of position. And you better hope and pray. I mean, you better pray that Bogut is okay. He hurt his knee, hyperextended it. I don't know the status yet. We'll find out today. They're going to need him because of his back end defense. He's had a nice little series because his back end defense, and they're going to need him. There's no word yet. I'm looking to see if there's any word about if he's going to play or not. He just had blocked J.R. Smith's shot. He felt wrong, but they really, really need him to come back. Even if he sat out Game 6 and played Game 7, they really need him on the back end because Azalea's giving them nothing. I thought he would maybe give them rebounds and block shots, but he hasn't. And Spates is a scorer, and he hasn't scored. And something I noticed Spates doing in this series, he's rolling to the basket and missing the layup. And then he missed a couple jump shots. He's pretty much useless if he's not hitting his jump shot and making a layup when he's rolled to the basket. Because he doesn't, he's an okay defender. They're going to need him to score, and they're going to need a lot in order to hold off Cleveland, because Cleveland has the momentum. I thought that Draymond suspension was huge, but you know, if your goal state, you got man up now. It's over. That game's over. You got to man up and see what you can do in Game 6, which I don't think they are going to win. I like Cleveland in this series. Not in this series. I like them to win Game 6. And I like Golden State to squeak by in Game 7. But, boy, you're rolling the dice trying to go to a Game 7 where LeBron and Kyrie could go off. I'd be nervous if I'm Golden State. I'm a Golden State fan. But I picked Golden State to squeak by OKC in 7. And I'm going to stay with my pick for them to squeak by Cleveland in 7. I think with Draymond Green, they'll play a little better in 7 because this is going 7. I'm pretty much going to guarantee a Cleveland win in Game 6. And we can move on to Game 7. I think Golden State got their win. But I'm going to tell you something. If Cleveland loses this series in 7, they're going to be kicking themselves for not playing well in the fourth quarter of Game 4. They're going to be like, if we'd have won Game 4, we'd win this series in 6. I mean, they could conceivably win in 7, but, you know, Golden State, I expect them to play a lot better when they go back to Golden State for Game 7, which it should be. Now I want to get to LeBron James. He's very difficult to figure. He's maddening watching him block shots and score. Well, he never really had a good pulse of game, but he didn't even show me a mid-range game this series. And now all of a sudden he's shooting a mid-range jumper and shooting threes and defending all over. It was like he was at Miami. I was like, where was that in Game 4? Why were you so passive? And he said he watched The Godfather before Game 5. Why didn't you watch The Godfather Game 4? You could have won. You'd win the series easy in Game 6 and celebrate Cleveland's first championship. But now you got to go put up bigger numbers in Game 6. Now go back to Golden State and hope Golden State screws up in Game 7 like they did in Game 5, and it might not happen. And, you know, I think LeBron's going to come out and score like he did, but he's going to look to try to get others involved and let Kyrie go off like he did before and try to get Kyrie 30 and maybe get Love a couple more points and Smith and others to try. And then if that don't work, then he'll try to go off. I don't think he just goes off like he did Game 5. But he's a strange guy to analyze because he'll have all-time great games. He had a great game in Game 7. The Spurs 3 they won, he was bad up until Game 7, and he was good in Game 7. The Celtics series in Game 6 is a legendary. And then, you know, years ago he had a great at 45 points against the Pistons when they beat the Pistons and went to the finals. But then he had some terrible, weird games, like couple years before, when his last year at Cleveland, in Game 5 where he had 5 points and looked like he was out of it. The Spurs series the following year, it looked like he wasn't even there, and he was kind of happy, shaking guys' hands. He was just happy they were there. They're getting blown out by the Spurs. He's shaking hands and hugging his team. They're like, yeah, at least we got here. That bothered me. I like extreme competitors, and he didn't show that moment. He showed it yesterday. And, you know, the Mavs series, the first year the big three got together, he was horrible. But he's great. So a lot of series, and he's horrible a lot of series. It's maddening to sit there and try to figure him out a lot. I think he's a combination of Scottie Pippen and Karl Malone. Scottie Pippen was like that. He was very passive and aggressive, but he had some great games. They play defense similar, the way they can get steals in the lane and fill the lane and then defend different positions. So they're both like that. But he's also a lot like Karl Malone, where he could be a little bit of a bully because he's so big and strong and fast. So that, and a little bit of Rick Barry with that point forward thing he's got going on. But we shall see. What's going to happen in Game 6, I'm assuming, because of the Cleveland crowd, they got momentum, they're going to lay a bit of a licking on Golden State, and then Golden State comes back angry and nervous, because now you could be that first team to blow a 3-1 lead. They'll be nervous, but they'll be angry, but I just think Curry will wake up at the last minute and play good. I don't think he's going to play good in Game 6, and then I think he comes up big, and they're 73 when season gets validated, and I squeak by, which I'm rolling the dice because LeBron, you know, you're taking a chance picking against LeBron and Irvin in the Game 7, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have Golden State in 7. Friday when I do the show, we'll see if I'm right with Cleveland winning.